This is January 12, 1982.
Yes.
We agree to that.
It's a beautiful cold day, and I love the winter. How far back would you like me to start?
Well, we'll start with childhood. This is Bob Brown interviewing Conger Metcalf in Boston, January 12, 1982. So, why did you were born in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 1914? What are some of your earliest memories?
Well, all my childhood memories are pleasant. I had loving parents. Father was a plumber, not by choice. When he was, I think, 19 years old, he had 10 or 11 brothers and sisters to take care of.
Parents had died?
Yes, and his father had come from Dublin. The wife, I think, had died. My grandmother had died, I think, in Dublin.
In Ireland?
Yes. And father was 5 years old when he came. I think it's very interesting how he happened to come. His father was a landscape architect and apparently a super elegant one. And he managed and plotted and laid out the gardens for an Irish lord in Dublin. And old Mr. Sinclair of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, knew him, went to visit. Mr. Sinclair was extremely rich in meatpacking industries, and he looked out a second-story window of the Irish castle and wanted to know what those formal gardens were. They were parterre gardens. And he said, well, I've got a big pad in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, but we would never have a gardener that could do that. The old Irish lord said, well, I'd hate to give up Cyrus Metcalf. I've never had a gardener the likes of him. But he wants to go to America, so why don't you take him? So off they set, landed in New York, went directly to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and I was in my 30s or 40s before I learned old Aunt Rachel, who knew all the family lore, she said, did you realize that all the parks in town were laid out by your grandfather? He laid out streets here. He did Bruce Moore, the great estate, which is now a National Historic House.
Was that Sinclair's house?
Yes. And it's within the last year it's been given to the United States. So I was fascinated by that. So when my dad's parents died, he took the first job he could get, which was a plumber's apprentice. And he really didn't want to do that. What he wanted to do really had a glorious, untrained Irish voice. He went to the great voice teacher in Cedar Rapids, a graduate of Juilliard, an old professor, Ernest A. Leo, listened to him and said, "You, there's nothing I could teach you, just keep doing what you're doing." So Dad wanted to be an evangelist, but he had to raise all those brothers and sisters.
Well, he wanted to be an evangelist as well as a singer.
Not a singer really, but he got it all out of his system at the end of his life. He organized the gospel team quartet, and he would go out every night in small towns in Iowa and preach and sing. And I'll never forget his funeral. He was a very overly generous man. He had a terrific, terrible Irish temper, which he tried to control. He was a loving father. But when he died, I came from all over Iowa. It lasted 4 hours.